Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no, everyone. I want to welcome everyone once again to 99.5 FM, The Word. Should be right around 9:30 on your dial because it's 9, on your clock. We should be at 99.5 on your dial. If you have a dial, it's all digital nowadays, but 9:30 p.m. is the target time we're looking at. I want to just give everybody a big mahalos for tuning in tonight, wherever you may be it on this side of the fence or on that side of the fence, or if you're straddling the fence, thank you for tuning in tonight. Mahalo.
Amen.
Oh, you must have heard what I heard. That means my sound effects is here. That's not my sound engineer. I'm the sound engineer. I run this board, but I do have sound effects every now and then.
Yes.
So we're very grateful to have Sister Lynette here, the other co-leader of the Free Inside Prison Ministry here this evening. You know, for those of you that are following us on the web, it is www.freeinsideministry.org. For those of you still paddling and you're not too tired, surfing the social media wave, you may find our Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry. And if you would like to mail us, our mailing address is Free Inside Ministry, P.O. Box 89253. Zip code is Honolulu, Hawaii 96860. Want to give a shout out to
96830, Bulla.
It's 30?
96830.
Okay, do the 30. I hope that's right. I'm going to check when she's talking later. If we need a correction, I'll let you know. We're in a wonderful mood. You know why it's Monday? I love Monday. Mondays are just marvelous because that means you're closer to Friday. But anyway, just want to give a big shout out to Mark and Mary Benson. Honolulu Ford, once again, lovely people.
If you need Honolulu Ford.
Honolulu Ford, thank you for making the dream a reality for Free Inside Ministry to reach the thousands of fans listening tonight. And it's not about either one of us. It is about all about Jesus. Just like to tell everyone, my wife was correct. It is 96830. She went into her wallet, baby Louie, and pulled out the card. It says, Honolulu Hawaii. So enough of that. Let's get on with the show. Okay, so we'd like to give a shout out to our brothers out there in Waiava. Hope we couldn't get out there the other week, but I know this week, Brother Angel, Brother Bob will be up there. Thank
Amen.
You so much, man. Thank you, guys. Out in Halaba, we got Chaplain Nolan, Chaplain Walter, doing a lot of great work up there with the brothers. And cannot forget the chapel crew. You know, we got Chad, Chang Ryan, a few other guys up there. Still praying for Module 1, Quad 4. The seven brothers a couple weeks ago gave their lives to Jesus. Keep lifting you in prayer. And, of course, can't forget Keola, Kavika, Joshua, and Jock Boy. Thanks for tuning in, my brothers. You know, the Lord be with you. FDC, we had training this past Sunday. We're not able to get in. Going to push open the doors this coming Sunday. Looking forward to seeing our brothers.
Yes, look forward to seeing you.
6A and 6B, Jay and Lance, and, of course, Dave and John downstairs. And Gary, we're trying to get in there and just give a word of encouragement. Old Triple C this weekend. We want to give a shout-out to Tracy's sister. She's incarcerated in the mainland. You know, keep the faith, but want to say hello to Travis and Ruben, and also to our Makai unit, and I want to give a shout-out to the ACO clerk and the work line of the Makai building, Bishop Barry. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Oh, there goes the little itty-bitty clock. You know, we had a chance to go into Module 7 this past Saturday. Wonderful time in there with our brothers. Many of them challenged in there, but, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Absolutely, you know, and, you know.
So brothers in 18, amen. We'll see you on Saturday. God led us to Module 7 on Saturday because we know that you guys are strong men of God. So thank you so much, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Modules 3 and 4 to our sisters there. By the time you hear this, you will have hopefully seen our team tonight. Sister Lynn and myself unable to make it this evening. Schedule is just really, really crazy. You know, if you guys do have the radio on in the mornings, you can catch Rev Boo with Brother Jack. We're on the Fish 95.5 at 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. And if you're up in about 5:30 every day, we offer prayer. We pray at 5:30 over the air, and we're going to set up a prayer request line on our website. Anyone needing prayer can send in a request, and we will address it for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe in the power of prayer. Prayer gives you access. Prayer is like the speed, the on-ramp. Prayer is like the ladder. Prayer is like the doorway. Prayer is like the gateway. Prayer gives you one, it gives you access to the power of God. Prayer doesn't. Prayer also gives you access to the peace of God. That's what it gives you. Prayer gives you access to the presence of God. If you're not praying, then you just playing. You need to be praying every day, my brothers and sisters. You Amen. Need to open your mouth. You cannot have a working relationship. You cannot have a relationship at all if you're not talking and open your mouth. How can you? Let's go back small kid time, okay? Fifth, sixth grade. First day, puppy love, okay? Oh, she's so cute. I'm not going to wash my face. She would suck face on my cheek. You know, you don't want to bathe half of your face for like a month. Come on, let's get real. You know, but it's just like, how do you establish a relationship like that? You don't just look at each other's eyes and make all Google eye cross eye. You know, you probably have a very deep conversation and go something like this. What? She look at you and go, what? And after that, you hook, you in love already. You know, it's all over. But, you know, it's an ongoing relationship. The older we get, it seems the more we have to work on our communication skills. And, you know, I tell everyone, it doesn't get harder. It gets easier, actually, because the older you get, the more deaf you get. So a lot of times when your significant other's talking to you, you just kind of hear because you're not working too good. But you just smile a lot, say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then it all works out. But, you know, we also want to give a shout-out to our sisters out at WCCC, planning to get out there Thursday. Cannot forget our brothers in Saguaro, all Amen. The way in Eloy. I've been following the temperatures there. Nothing like Kenosha, Wisconsin, but it's definitely chilly over there. And just getting a lot of praise reports still coming out of Saguaro facility in Eloy, Arizona.
Amen.
And don't know when, but I'm looking forward to getting back over there. But I just don't know when at this point. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and just had a powerful week in church. You know, two words of advice I can give to those of you that are on the outside, on the other side of the fence, where we can go anywhere from drive-thru McDonald's to the beach. Two words of advice. Go church. Go church. Because whatever you're doing, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're trying to do, if you ain't got God in it, it ain't going to be good. I can tell you that right now. Because you're not following the plan that God has put forth in your life. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to be in the book of 2 Peter. For those of you with your sword, if you'd like to get it, the book of 2 Peter is after the book of 1 Peter. Okay, thank you. That was it's called a dramatic pause where you expect your partner to come out with an answer and they don't give you one. You just picked it up.
I was getting ready, honey. I was getting ready.
She was getting ready. And, you know, I'm just glad we're not in the book of Filipinos tonight. But anyway,
we
are in the book of 2 Peter, and we'll just be in chapter 1 if we could, my brothers. And you know, I love how they open up the verses of the Bible. Some of them are very eloquent writers. And I'll read the first two verses, and then I'm going to Lynn recite a few other verses after that. But I just want to set the tone. I want to set the pace. I want to set the foundation. Because this epistle or this letter is written very eloquently. But the subject matter is very direct. The subject matter is very applicable, whether it be 2,000 years ago or it be today or 2,000 years from today. This subject that we're going to be talking about tonight, confirming one's calling and election, is applicable to any time, anywhere you are in your life. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't matter what you're doing or where you're going. What it does matter is who you're following. Amen?
That's right.
If you're not following the steps that the Lord has placed before you, ordained before every path that you have taken, then you're not in alignment for your assignment, okay? A lot of times we try to buckle loose, do things on our own, and what do we do? Sorry, God. Sorry,
Trouble.
God. Sorry, God. We're living from sorry to sorry. My brothers and my sisters, God has redeemed you by the blood on the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
To be far greater than living sorry to sorry. We would like everyone to be living glory to glory. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Somebody out there's got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because sometimes you just get tired of banging your head on that wall. Some of us, we get big head and strong skull, so we bang them more than other people. Some of us, we can't handle pain, so we learn real quick. Either way, God's still going to give you some cracks until you get into the program. Amen?
Amen.
So the thing is, you don't have to live perfect, but just try and live according to the assignment that the Lord has placed before you. Amen?
Amen.
And some of us think, well, I don't know what that is. Well, when was the last time you talked to God? Well, I don't. Well, then how are you going to know what the answer is? Mm-hmm. But anyway, let me open up, and I'm going to be coming out of the NIV, but we do also have the Hawaii Pidgin Bible tonight, and also an Amplified Version, but I want to open up first to set the tone in the NIV, then I'll jump over to the Pidgin Bible, and then I'm going to let Sister Lynn go on. So this is in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who thought the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours, grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, that sounds like I just came right out of Manoa, wonderful area, but I'm going to jump into Waianae right now, okay? All my Westside brothers, Nanakuli, Dorfit, all my brothers down there. Hey, how you doing, Pastor George? And how you doing? Oh, Pastor Farley, miss you, my brother. Pride and joy time. But anyway, in the Jesus book, written in the pidgin style, so everybody can understand that bugger, goes something like this. Aloha, this me, Simon Peter. I want worker for Jesus Christ, the special guy God went send. He went send me all over the place for tell people about him. You see, I read in this letter for you guys that trust Jesus Christ. God will let you guys trust Jesus Christ. Because he every time do the right thing. That's worth plenty for you guys. Just like for us guys. He our God and he the one that take us out of the bad kind stuff we doing. I like you guys know, God and Jesus are boss more better. So then they going to do plenty good stuff for you guys and make your hearts rest inside.
Wow.
And I'll do the amplified version, and this is just something, this comes with the potatoes, the rice, and all the fixings and the salad, not just the meat. So if you guys hungry, just chew on this one a little bit exposed, more expository, as they would say up at Manoa at the University of Hawaii. It goes, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received like precious faith with ourselves in and through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know those guys who had plenty of wind inside their lungs would say one sentence like that all in one breath. I had to take a breath. Now, this is only verse 2. May grace and peace, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts be multiplied to you, the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So now I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to let Sister Lynn go from verse 3, and she's going to tell you how far she's going to go through this. And we're going to be talking about confirming one's calling and election in the eyes of the Lord. So that would be following the word and not following the world.
So in verse 3, it follows, His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises. Whew, gotta love precious promises. So that through them, you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bula?
Well, you see, we just build it one thing on top of the other. You cannot just jump the gun and go everything from faith, goodness to love. You got a couple steps in between. So we're going to explain it. So my brothers out there in Molokai, Kauna Kakai, Pastor Cameron Hero, Ke Aloha, and all you guys tuning in, Mahalo Plenty. We're going into 1 Peter or 2 Peter. Chapter 1, and I'm going from verse 3. Actually, the title of this part is called God Pick His People and Tell Them, Come! See, in the UH Manoa version, it's...
Praise the Lord!
In the UH Manoa version, it's confirming one's calling and election. It's like, bro, I'm not even running for office. What are you doing talking about election?
That's the line. Come!
Yeah, so in the Jesus book, it says, God Pick His People and Tell Them, and get exclamation point, come! Okay, so here we go. Verse 3, yeah? We're in 2 Peter chapter 1. Jesus get power. The kind of power only God get.
Amen.
That's how he can give us guys everything we need for live to the max, for real kind. The way God like. God, he go do that because us guys know him real good. He the one that when tell us guys, come, be my guys, because he's so awesome and so good. Jesus will give us all the real important stuff he promised, and that's worth plenty. And he'll give us all that so us guys can come just like God inside our heart. And same time, we can hem out from all the rotten pilau things the people all over the world do because they make any kind how they like. That's why I like you guys go all out. You guys trust Jesus already, but no stop there. Every time you're doing good things, but no stop there. Know God more and more better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, why don't you continue with that while I look what happened to my version?
Praise the Lord.
Tell them what happened.
Well, what happened is today, for the very first time, Rev Boo usually has his Pigeon Bible and his regular Bible in front of him. But today he wanted to go out of mission and use the World Wide Web. And he had all the three different Bibles in front of him, from the NIV to the Pigeon Bible to the Amplified.
I found him. I got him on my phone.
And it just went pink. It went
Satan,
bye-bye.
Get out of my studio,
That's
Satan.
Right.
Get behind me.
God's
flee.
Word will go forth.
I have my phone boss, you guys. Hey, I really
you
got
get
it.
The Bible inside the bag.
I know, but I get the phone right here. Okay, so all easy right. Train. Here we go. Okay, so verse 5 goes, as why? I like you guys go all out. You guys trust Jesus already, but no stop there. Every time, do good thing, but no stop there. Know God more and more better, and no stop there. Learn for really mean what you say and do them, but no stop there. Mm. Every time you get hard time, hang in there and no give up. Hey, and no stop there.
Yeah.
But do everything the way God like. But no stop there. Show aloha for the Christian brothers and sisters. And no stop there, but show love and aloha. That's how you guys going to live more and more. They're going to make you guys know our boss, Jesus Christ, more better. Not going to be waste time, but you're going to know him real good.
Amen.
If get somebody that know like make like that kind of guy, just like he no can see in front of his own nose. Just like he stay that kind of blind. Hey, God will clean him up inside from all the bad kind of stuff you and do. From before time, but not a bugger and forget already. So then, brothers and sisters, go all out. More than before time, God will pick you guys and tell you guys for come be his people. And you guys will come. Now make sure you guys stay act like that. Then you guys no going to mess up ever. Then God going to give you guys something real awesome. He going to give you guys the right forget Jesus Christ for your king forever and ever. Jesus the boss for us guys. And he the one that him was from all the bad kind of stuff. We stay in.
Hallelujah.
You know, right there, I don't know how much more basic it can get, you guys. You know, this is the word of the Lord. You'll receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
Never stumble.
But what happens in our life when we go through our daily trials and tribulations? We stumble.
Yeah, we do.
Every day, we stumble. Anybody who thinks they're not going to fall down, get a grip. You're going to fall down. But you know what the wonderful thing is?
Look up.
You look up. That's where your help comes from.
Amen.
It's up above. It's not side to side. Although your brother can lift you up a little bit, your real help, the help that is eternal, the help that will get you into the kingdom of heaven, is Amen. No one else but Jesus Christ himself. You know, when it says, when they lift me up, I will draw all men unto me. That means, you know, when he was lifted up on the cross, up on the hill, when he was lifted up, he drew all men unto him. You know, and a lot of us, we just don't understand the pain and the suffering that he went through for each and every one of us. When you close your eyes, you know, we have a movie out right now. And what is the movie that just broke out?
Son of God.
Son of God did very well over the weekend as believers and as Christians. Take someone who's a non-believer, let them, because that's going to open up a question with them. They're going to start asking you some questions. Whoa, what do you mean? Talk story, relationship time. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How easy is that? You know, all you got to do is take them, make them buy the popcorn. But they're going to be volatile after it's all popped because they're going to wonder, what's going on? How come he did this? How come he did that? And even if you don't know, at least you got them in the right place where you can go and take them. Get them to church. What I said earlier, two words, go church. Go church. You know, the wonderful thing about following Jesus is knowing that you realize in your heart, I'm going to mess up. You know that every day. God, I know already I'm going to mess up, but I thank you for your mercy and grace. Even though you mess up, that doesn't discount the fact that you're his son and his daughter. Amen?
Amen.
And you still, you're not going to humble for enough. You know when you get in trouble. Now, some of you guys stay locked up inside. You stay over there. Oh, my family don't love me. That's all BS. They love you. They're just upset with you. Because no matter what, blood is blood. Family is family.
Amen.
Whether you mess up or not, you're still family. You know, it's just like when you go to a luau, and you look, stay across from this guy. He get a kind, you know, maybe get some bugs in his head. His head look kind of matted. He never bathed too often. Missing couple teeth. You know, stay at the luau. You stay slurping your chicken long rice. He over there sucking on the haupia, right? I don't know, getting you guys all hungry. But he's talking all kind of wild talk, you know. But he's listening over there going, yeah, brother, that's cool. That's cool. You know, at the end of the night, if it's a family reunion, that guy sitting across the table, that's your family. You know, nobody perfect, but we all trying to look for the imperfections
Amen.
In each other to perfect ourselves. But you see, that's the challenge we have. When you start looking for the imperfection to perfect yourself, you're going down the wrong path. You took the wrong turn at the intersection. You got to look straight ahead, not to the left, not to the right, but to the finish line straight ahead. What you got to do is don't look for anyone else, but look for Jesus for perfection, because he is perfection. And if we're made in the likeness of his image, we just took a detour, but we got to get back on track.
Amen. And you know, as we, you know, it's like when we started prison ministry, especially for me, being new to the Lord, when we came aboard, I thought I needed to know more of the Bible before I could start serving him. And, you know, God just led us to a path where we were going into the prisons and just sharing his love and sharing our own testimony on what he's done in our lives. And I got to tell you, that's kind of like what this Second Peter verse is all about. You know, it's just as it says in the Bible, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, meaning little by little, step by step, you improve on here, and then God's going to give you that. And, you know, it's that one of those things that Bullet will tell you, about 5 years ago, I would not even pray over food. Amen? I was afraid to pray. But now, God, he's so wonderful that all you can do is talk to him every day. And that's what he wants. He wants that relationship. And, you know, we talk about our sanctuary, you know, me and Bula. Our sanctuary is our truck. And we love that truck because we praise and worship in that truck. We pray in that truck. Ambula.
You know, my brothers and sisters, I just wanted to share with you, a lot of times when we're in a situation where our world seems upside down, like you might be there right now. You might be in one of the facilities surrounded by people you don't really know and in a situation that you really don't appreciate. But you see, one of the challenges, we talk about our problems. That's our greatest addiction. What we need to do is break that habit. We need to talk about the joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength, you know. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it.
Yes.
You know, you can't change around. You can't change what's going on around you until you begin to change what's going on inside of you. And you're going to notice once you start to change what's inside of you, things change around you. Because a lot of times we let our best moments slip by. We miss them. So, and that's because of our weaknesses. That's because a lot of times we let our pettiness miss our blessedness. We're so worried with the pity party, we forget about the good stuff going by. But you see, you have to understand that a lot of times it's just about how do you live your life? You know, every time you got to think you're always going to have negative events in your life. Where you're sitting right now could be a negative event. But there's goodness in it. Just like in Romans 8:28, all things for the good. You know, yes. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can comprehend what the Lord has planned for those who love him. But every negative, it's just like a piece of film. I was talking about that last week. You know, the old kind style days, you get the roll of film, right? It's like you take all these pictures with your camera. It's like, oh, I get 3 good pictures. Would I want to spend $6 to develop 24 pictures for, you know, but digital has changed all of that. But I'm using this as an application, as a metaphor, as a representation of what I'm trying to explain. Every negative that we had before on that roll of film, it wasn't. Even when you look at the negative, what is he looking at, Bula? Oh, these are the negatives. But every negative has a positive. What are you talking about? When the light came on in the dark room, the positive came out of the negative. You see, sometimes when God's light shines through your negativity, through your negativeness, through your negative situation, there is goodness that is going to come out of that. The Lord is going to be blessed by having you follow the path he places before you. He's the great I am. He's not the great I'm going to be. He's not the great I think so. He's not the great I need a committee to make a decision. He is Yahweh, the great I am, God of heaven and earth. And he lives inside of each and every one of us right now. Flip the script, guys and girls. It's time to change. And the time we're going to change is we're going to change the script. Your past, don't nurse it, don't curse it, don't rehearse it. It's time to reverse it. Your past doesn't define you. Your past refines you, because you're not going to let your past punish your future, because where you're going is a far greater place than where you've ever been. But it's only if you come into alignment for your assignment, and that's to follow the word of God to change you. We have to, like someone said the other night, we should learn how to live dead. Oh, that don't make sense at all. How are you going to live dead? When I say live dead, that's sacrificing the comfort you have for God's glory. that sacrificing. Maybe when you have to give an encouraging word, when you're all upset on yourself, well, that's a sacrifice. But you're going to comfort your brother or your sister right there to glorify God in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe some brother is sick and not eating a lot. You give him some of your food right there that you're sharing. That's sacrificing some of your comforts for God's glory. You see, when we make the sacrifice, God sees everything. When we give out of the abundance of blessings we have, God sees us. And we become to get more and more blessed.
You know, when he talks about increasing measure, like in 2 Peter, you know, I'm in James, the first chapter, verse 2, and when it says, and we all know this one, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. You know, when you're talking about, the measure growing and growing, it's because you keep testing your faith, which gives you perseverance, and then the perseverance will finish its work in you, that you are mature and complete. And that's what's happened to our team, is that we came out just willing servants and came to share the word of God, and the word of God started changing our hearts and the hearts of others, Bulla.
My brothers and sisters, if you seek him first, it's going to get better, not worse. You have to know that. Because you see, feeling good is not good enough for the kingdom of God. But we have to seek him for what he's done and not what he's going to do. Where has he delivered you from? Where has he brought you from? Don't forget where you came from. You know, the thing that we have to realize is that if curiosity killed the cat, religiosity killed the believer. Religions like to be like God, just without God. The only thing that God knows how to do is be God.
Yep.
That's all. You control, my brothers and sisters, you control your own destiny by the knowledge of the word of God and by the faith that is growing out of your innermost being, or your spirit, yes, man, or spirit woman that's inside of you. You got to get angry at the devil. You got to say, devil, you want some of me? I fight from victory, not for victory.
That's right.
You got to make up your mind that no matter what happens, you're going to claim the victory by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Over every situation, over every affliction, every addiction, every confrontation. You fight from victory by the,
yes,
blood of Jesus that was shed up on the cross on the hill.
Increase your measure.
Be bold, because, amen, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I just want to make sure that, guys, I'm not here to change the world, but I know the world's changing because I'm here, because Jesus Christ lives through me and my wife. We come and give you the good news, the great news.
Count it all joy, my brothers and sisters.
And it's all part of our assignment from God. But, you know, we just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. And just know that we're going to be back tomorrow night again. And we just want you to know that God loves each and every one of you. And he loves you so much. And we love you too, but God loves you a lot more than we do, because he's God. You know, but we're all family. We're going to get through this.
Father.
Tune in. I hope the word encourages you. Get into the Bible. Surround yourself with brothers and sisters of godly counsel. Talk about Jesus. Talk about life. Talk about how you're going to get better. We miss you. Tune in tomorrow night. You're too blessed to be stressed.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.